Yichud, the Gemara seems to say in the end of Kiddushin, the sugi of Yichud, that Yichud is an Issa Daraisa with Arayis. The exceptions to the rule are the mother with her son and the father with the daughter. There's no Issa Yichud. And a lot of the Poskim assume that grandparents with grandchildren also there's no Issa Yichud. But it's not a lav in the Chumash. The only time you give Malkas Daraisa is if one violates a lav that's similar to L'sasim Shabbadishai. Because in Chumash Dvarim, you darshan smuchim. And Kol HaTarkuli only darshan hekesh when the two dinim appear in the same pasuk. Like Ishim Ildi Avati Rava Shabsoisa Tishmar, it's in the same pasuk. So the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos quotes a braisa, just like Shmira Shabbos is Lioilam, so to Meir HaMikdash is Lioilam. Our HaMikdash applies even after the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says. But here, in Chumash Dvarim, you even darshan smuchim, two psukim that are next to each other, we assume you treat it also like a hekesh to have a shaychas. In Chumash Dvarim, the Torah says, v'hitzdikos ha-tzadik v'yeshivas ha-rosha, Bezin has to ascertain who the rosh is, v'hayon binakos ha-rosha, v'hipil al-shofet v'kol lefanov, k'dei v'shasa b'mispor, that if the Bezin ascertains someone is a rosha, so they give him malkas harboim. So who is considered a rosha? Who should get Malkas Habayim? So the very next pasuk says, L'sachsim Shabbadisha. So all the Tanoim say, in order to get Malkas, you have to violate a lav, which is Dumiyat the lav de Chasima, similar to the lav of L'sachsim Shabbadisha. Has to be written in the Chumash Baloshan Loi, like Loi Sachsim Shabbadisha, or Yisham and Pen V'yal is also equivalent. But here, the Gemara learns that by learning in between the lines that there's a prohibition of Yichud. The Gemara says Yichud Deraisa. It says David was goes all Yichud and Bezin Shachash Menoyim goes all Yichud. That's not Yichud Arais. Yichud with the Nochris, the Bezin Shachash Menoyim was goes him, and David was goes on Yichud Penuya. But Yichud Arais, the Gemara seems to say, it's an Issa Deraisa, but it's not. It doesn't appear in the Chumash Baloshen Loi. So what does the Gemara say? Malkim ala Yichud. So obviously it means Makas Mardis. It does mean Malkas Deraisa. So what is Makas Mardis? That's another question. It says, one who does malach on Yantav Rishon, if there's no heter rechon nefesh, one who does malach on Yantav is loik, and one who does malach on Yantav Sheni gets makas mardis. And the Magen Avraham has a discussion there. The first simon of Hilchas Yantav is Hilchas Yantav Rishon, second simon of Hilchas Yantav is Hilchas Yantav Sheni. So the Magen Avraham has a discussion in the second simon. What's the difference between Malkas Derais and Malkas Rabbanon? So he quotes one opinion that Malkas Derabbanon, makas mardis, is one-third. Instead of giving 39 times Malkas, give 13 times Malkas. And he quotes other opinions. Exactly what is the difference? But Lamaisa, when it says Malkam ala Yichud, it means Malkas Marta, doesn't mean real Malkas deraisa. The Gemara says that Malkam ala Yichud is only by a Pnuya who violated Yichud. If she's an Eshesish and she violated Yichud, you don't say Malkam ala Yichud, because then people will assume, wait, she really did an Avera. Maybe she should be Asur al Baila. Maybe the children should be Achshash Mamzeris on them.
Rebbe always says that the Derabbanans are structured to parallel the Deraisa, but if you have only 13 Makos, then that's not royally shtelish.
Yeah, that's why that cheetah is a Pella, right? To say that it's 13 instead of 39 is a very, very difficult cheetah. So the Magen Avraham quotes that from Abayim Zrachi, I think. Then he quotes others to say otherwise. What exactly is the difference? Is there a difference? Maybe Malkas Marta is the same as Malkas Deraisa. Is there? Pashto says you do need Asro, unless you say that's also a question that Pima Godim is not sure. But Malkas Deraisa, the rules and regulations, has to be Dumi the Lav the Chasima, has to be a Lav She'e Yeshba Maisa, and a Lav Shalandita Klase, and so on. The Shad is, what about Malkas Maris the Rabban? Are there any rules and regulations? So it's just an ad hoc Bezin decides we're going to give Malkas. If it's everything is just Betaris Makam Yonshin Shalom and Adin, that's how the Rambam writes. The end of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes the din in the Gemara from Megillas Tainis, that it says, Shamati Shebez Makam Yanshin Shalem and Adin, they have a right to give Makas Mardis when the person really didn't violate an Aver Deraisa, they have a right to give Misa, even though he didn't violate an Issa Deraisa, he carried in a Carmelis. If they want to, they can give Misa. So the Rambam sounds as if all Makas Mardis in the world is Bataras Makam Yanshin Shalem and Adin. It's an ad hoc bezna. If they feel that it's necessary, they give Malkas. There's a stira, though. Another place that Rambam writes that who is posulatus? A rasha dechamas, one who cheats in business is posulatus. Al tosha saot chamrasha liyos heitchamas. That's the original pasuk. And then there's a machlekes habay rav, and we paskan like habay b'yal kagam, that if a person the mem of yal kagam is a mumer, ochon nevelus lahaches. If the person eats nevelus latei oven because non kosher is less expensive, then it's the same as a ganav. He does an aver machmas chimud mamon. But if he does an aver lahaches, he just doesn't keep kosher. That's all. He doesn't even keep kosher. Basically, he's a, let's say, a reformed Jew. He's very honest. He pays his taxes. He doesn't cheat in business. He's very, has integrity. But he doesn't, he's not religious at all. So that's machlokes habay v'rova. We paskal habay. That's one of the six cases. Well, paskal habay is also posel eidus. So the Rambam writes, he's only, one is only posel eidus if he's not a Rosh HaDechomus. The only posel eidus if he doesn't have aver sheyesh b'malkus or sheyesh b'misa. So then he says, if there's malkus deraisa, then it's posel eidus m'deraisa. If there's malkus derabbanon, then it's posel eidus m'derabbanon. So it sounds from that Rambam in Hilchus Eidus when he says, if he doesn't have aver sheyesh b'malkus m'derabbanon, it's posel eidus m'derabbanon. Sounds like there are rules and regulations, and aver sheyesh b'malkus derabbanon, pas yuzu le'eidus m'derabbanon. The other Rambam in Hilchus, the end of Hilchus Sanhedrin writes, it's just a free for all. Bez makam yanshin shleiman adin. And Makas Mardis, Baturis Makam Yanshin Shleiman adin. So it seems a bit of a stira. So the Prim Godim, when one of his little svarim raises this issue, in the Ginus Verodim, he raises this issue. What's the nature? It sounds from the Ram as if they're two different dinim of Makas Mardis. Anyway, so Malkem Malayichu goes if the girl is a Pnuy, if she's an Eshes Ish, there's no Makas Mardis on the Yichud. Even though by Pnuyo, it's only David Gozer Aleim. And Malkas in Yichud with an Eshes Ish is a real Issa Deraisa. But it's not a lav dumi the lav da chasima. So there's no malchus daras. It's only malchus mardis. Then eino isem ala yichud. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you do aser ala yichud. My law also be yuchsin, but eino isem ala yichud is only by an eshes ish. You don't aser ala baila. The isha is aser ala baila only if there was kini or stira. You have to have first kini, and then you have stira. And stira is not the same as yichud. We mentioned yesterday from the Avdi Rezer, the shame the balatanya. So this is Tosis' problem. How does this statement of Rav link together? Malka Malayichud is only a Pnuy, and Es Malayichud is only an Eshes Ish. The sentence doesn't read straight. So Tosis has one suggestion. That's it. Okay, it doesn't read straight. The two sentences. Two sentences. Rav, the Gemara says, Rav had Es Emili de Chasiduso. In the Chuvus Hagoyim, they talk about this. Es Emili de Chasiduso of Rav. Rav Moshe Weinberg on Shabbos spoke about it a little bit. That Rav Sheshes wanted the Talmidim of Rav wanted to imitate the Midas of Rav, and this they couldn't imitate. Shalol histakol chutz l'dal ramas, they weren't able to, so they caused themselves, they blinded themselves. So it's very strange. Well, you're allowed to blind yourself. You're allowed to stare into a bulb in order to ruin your eyesight. So it's a strange thing. But that's what it says in the Tshuvas HaGoyim. They collected all the Gemaras, and they say, Esemili de Chasidusa of Rav the Radzina Rebbe, the one who's the Bala Trelis and the one who wrote the Chibur Sidri Taris. He took together all the Gemaras in Talmud Bavli that have to do with Mishnais and Taris, and he wrote a Talmud Bavli on Seder Taris. So they told me should print on the top of the page Sidri Taris. No one should think that it's a real Gemara, because he's the one who put it together. And then he has his commentary on the side. So the Radzina Rebbe, the Bala Trelis and the one who published the Sidri Taris, also published a small sefer on Esemili de Chasidus of Rav. He has the text of the sefer is the Tshuvas HaGoyim, where they collected all the Gemaras. They're not in the same place. Esemili de Chasidus, it's from all over Shas. And then in his commentary, the Radzina Rebbe's commentary, he gives you the Marmon Kaimus, and he discusses the Mili de Chasidus. So one of the Esemili de Chasidus of Rav was Miyolim Lasoch Sich Betelo. He never spoke Sich Betelo. Not only ever spoke Sich Betelo, the Gemara says, Gemara has on Shabbos, and when a guest came to Rav's home, so Rav told the Talmidim, please bring a chair that the Pliny be able to sit. So Gemara is bothered. Why did he say that Pliny should be able to sit? He should have just said, please bring a chair. So the Gemara understood that Pliny should sit is also halacha. If it wouldn't have been a halacha, he wouldn't have said Pliny should sit. And the Gemara only asks what the Radzina Rebbe asks, that only on Rav Delech, why did Rav say that? Hamora Rav Chodazim, he already said it once. He never said the same shiur twice. I say the same shiur every year. Whatever Mesichta we learn, I say the exact same shiur, just in a different order. What in Ksuvis appears on Dav Beis and other Mesichtos on Dav Chav. What there is Dav Tezvav, here is Dav Gimel. The same thing by me. Rav never said the same Shia twice. And if they quote Rav as saying the same thing, they already said it once. Why did he say it a second time? So that's what Tosfos understands over here. The two halves of the Memra Rav don't link in together. He used to speak in telegraphic statements. He said, Malkam al Yichud. And he didn't elaborate. And he meant Bepnuya, not Beishesish. Beinosim al Yichud, he meant Beishesish, Bepnuya, according to Rabbi Yeshua Yiduasa. It wasn't, you can't ask Akasha why didn't he explain himself. He should have said a whole paragraph. He spoke telegraphically. He didn't give a long hasbara. Chavetz Chaim has an essay on the Gemara. Gemara quotes the pasuk Adam lo amal yulad. Where's that pasuk in Iyov? Adam lo amal yulad. I think it's in Iyov. So Gemara says, what does it mean amal? Man was created by Hakadosh Baruch Hu to do amal. I mean amal malacha. Man was created that he should work his head off. The Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. It means lamal peh. He was created that he should do a lot of talking. And what kind of talking? Should talk sich betela? No, should talk and learning. So what does that mean? So that's what the Chavetz Chaim has a whole essay about that. Chavetz Chaim has a lot, not on Lashon Hara. He's known for his farm on Lashon Hara. But he has essays on Hashkafe and on Emunah and on Shmiras Amitz. He has essays on everything. He has an essay about this. So he says, even though we're afraid you shouldn't talk Sicha B'Tela, but if you're saying a Shir and you masber it and explain it again and again, Bar Chove, B'dibur, Miyutar, that's okay. That's Adam La'mal Peh, Adam La'mal Yula, that's okay, nothing. But Rav didn't do like that. Rav used to speak telegraphically. So the statement of Rav, the two parts don't link together. Malkam ala yichud is only b'pnui, v'nosim ala yichud is only b'eshesish, if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. Then Tosfos gives another pshat. No. Maybe a noisim ala yichud also goes on a pnuya. And maybe it goes, woo, so Tosfos goes, in a far-fetched case. There is a machlokes hatanoim, there's a mishnah, Noisim Alhu Anusa, that's the name of a perek. That's the first Mishnah in a perek in the end of Yivam. It's Noisim Alhu Anusa. It means I'm not allowed to marry Choisishti. That's only if I'm married to my wife. And then I divorce her. So Bichayeha, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. What if I was Mizana with a girl? So I'm not allowed to marry her sister. You're not allowed to marry Isha Obita. What if I was Mizana with a girl? I'm not allowed to marry her mother. I'm not allowed to marry her daughter. So the Mishnah says, Noisim Alhu Anusa Val Hamafuta. And Reb Yudah in the Mishnah, Reb Yudah is quoted as disagreeing by Eish Esav. Lo yigala knaf aviv, lo yikachishis. Eish Esaviv, you're not allowed to marry Eish Esaviv, means it's not my mother. My mother is Imoy. Eish Esaviv means my mother passed away, my father remarried, so that's Eish Esaviv. Lo yigala knaf aviv, so Reb Yudah learns that that's another love. Eish Esaviv, she was married to my father. Well, Igala Kanaf Avi means that my father had an affair with a woman, I'm not allowed to marry her. That's the one exception to the rule, I leave Reb Yudah. We don't pass like Reb Yudah. So Tosfos suggests that maybe the second statement, maybe the second half of the Memra of Rav, also goes on the Pnuya. Ve'noisem ala yichud means that even if you'll hold halacha lamaisa like Reb Yudah, that anusa savi b'mfuta savi b'zasar, my father had yichud with a woman, but we don't know bevadai that he was bar leho. So then, enoisim ala yichud. And it also goes up pnuya. The whole statement that Rav goes up pnuya doesn't go out in eshesish. Okay, that's a difficult pshat. Why should he say halacha within Reb Yudah? We don't pass like Reb Yudah. Meichetaisa. Why should he speak like that? I doubt it. Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, they were all Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. That's a different Rabbi Yudah. This Rabbi Yudah b'Rabbi Eloi. It's a different Rabbi Yudah. It's way before. Rabbi Yudah Hanasi is the end of the period of Tanaim. This Rabbi Yudah b'Rabbi Eloi is in the days of Rabbi Meir. That's the days of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. That's 100 years earlier, at least. He may hold like Rabbi Yudah, but he wasn't a Talmud of his. He followed his Shita, but Rabbi Yudah lived at least 100 years before, died at least 100 years before. I think it was a way a different generation. Yeah.
Shem Berakai wasn't the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva.
Yes.
He was after the Churban.
Rabbi Akiva lived through the Churban, yeah. Akiva was during the Churban and after the Churban, correct? Nachon. Yeah, the Gemara has on Amid Beis the din. The Gemara has a din de Rabbanon, and the pasuk is only asmach to be alma. That's what Tosfos quotes. Bein and zar miyuchas achrav. So they quote the Gemara from Yevamos, daf kuf. Zar miyuchas, that was only the Rabbanon cross mach to be alma. V'chi gozer Rabbanon biznus v'nisuin lo gozer. That's what the Tosfos quotes. So what's this chumer with the Rabbanon? What's the halacha? In order to be makar of karbanis on the mizbeach, you have to have mashtik mosa midin kahuna. In order to be allowed to be, what do you mean midin kahuna? Rashi says shalo yabar v'shalo yichol truma. That's a chiddush shalo yichol truma. Rashi says it goes on both, not only on akravas akarbanas, even shalo yichol truma. That's a chiddush. That what? In order to be makar karbanas, going to Rashi, even to eat truma, you have to know who the kohen's father is. Even if I know bevada that he is a kohen, there were 10 kohanim, and one of them was mizana with a girl, we don't know whom, and the girl became pregnant. We don't know who the father is, but we know the father is one of these kohanim. So even though the child is vada kohen menator, midirabbanon, you need zara miyuchas achra. So we mentioned that the Raived and his hasogas on the Rif and Yevamos came up with a chidush nifla. Anybody find the Raived? Still didn't find it. Okay, no, I think it's something. I think it exists. Okay, I'm pretty sure it exists. So the Raivid has this chiddush nifla that there is a Gemara in the middle of Yevamos and the Mems, but the Gemara has a discussion. Nochri habal bas Yisrael, and she has a child that the Gemara has a suffix. Is the daughter pogam lakuna or not? He said the girl is not allowed to marry. He said invite leiv shita Ashkenazim amachmen svardim amekel on that. Okay, so why should the girl be pogam lakuna? Was adin deraisa, adin derabbana. The girl's father is a goy, and the mother's Jewish. So the Gemara had one opinion once. Akma abal basol vlad mamzer. The Gemara says that opinion was not accepted. We paskan lalach akma abal basisol bein penuyah beish de vlad mamzer. So why should there be a svara? Why should there be a tzad to say that she's pogam lakuna? That she's not a coin. So the Ravid says similar to this Gemara, just like in the Chumra midirabbanan. You need that a coin should be zara miyuchas achra. We should know ploni ben ploni hakoyin to be able to be makar of karbanas. Rashi says even ti truma chiddush and Rashi. So too a coin has to marry a girl who's a miyuchesis. What's haista miyuchesis? I would have said miyuchesis, a descendant from the Baal Shem Tov, a descendant from Rab Chaim Alojana, whatever. In Lithuania, that was the big yichas. If you married a girl from Beis Harav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Alojana were considered the big yichas. Somehow the descendants of Vilna Gaon were forgotten. Only the descendants of Rav Chaim Alojana. The Hasidim say because the Vilna Gaon signed the cherem against it. Rav Chaim Alojana refused to sign. That's how the story goes. So they say that's why in Lithuania only the descendants of Rav Chaim Alojana were considered the big yichas. Whatever the explanation is. And then they don't understand why didn't he sign it. They have Yossi Buchsbaum, who passed away a few years ago, he used to run Machon Yerushalayim, the ones who published all the Kisvei Yad and everything. So he had a big collection of manuscripts. So he had the original Cheren of the Vilna Gaon that he signed against the Hasidim, and he says he identified the handwriting. It's written by Rav Chaim Alojana. So what do you mean he didn't sign it? It's in his handwriting. So it's the whole story is a deep, text, dark mystery.
The text was missing. The text.
No, he didn't sign it. But the text of the cherem is in the handwriting of Rav Chaim Alojana.
He asked him to write it.
Okay. But probably asked him to sign it too. We don't know. Okay. You don't know what the story is. So anyway, so the Ravid says that just like there's a din over here, that in order to be able to be makar of karbanos, you have to be a miyuchas, you have to know who the father is. So in order for a kohen to marry a girl, she has to be a miyuchesis. What says the miyuchesis? Not specifically from a bekovedika family, no. She has to have a father and a mother. Even if she's the same, she doesn't have a father, she doesn't have a mother, she has a father, she has a mother, and they both passed away. Okay, but she's related to the father and the mother who passed away. But if a girl's father is a goy and the girl's mother is Jewish, so the girl is Jewish, and she can't be related to the father at all. P'alocha, this is considered like immaculate conception. Immaculate conception. There's a mother, there's no father. Al-Pidin, there's no father. Because he can't have a kurva between a Jew and a goy. That's the whole basis of the din of Gershon his guy can cut Nishanola dummy. When a non-Jew is related to his mother, to his sister, then he converts. He's Jewish and his mother and his sister are not Jewish. So then he's not related. Then when his mother converts later, the sister converts later, you can't become a mother and a child, a sister and a brother in your 20s and your 30s. Either you're born with it or you're not. So he was born with it, and the minute one of them converted, mom was Jewish, mom was not Jewish, so the kurva ceased to exist, because there's no tfisas kiddushin, and there's no yachas, there's no kurva at all between a Jew and a goy.
What does that have to do with the Gemara in Yavamas?
What is what? What?
What does that have to do with the Gemara in Yavamas about not Yavamas Yisrael?
The Gemara has a suffix, Nachre Habal Bas Yisrael, and they have a daughter. Is the daughter permitted to marry a kohen? So by Ashkenazim and Machmar on that, you're not allowed to. So what kind of a din is it? That was a din derais or a din derabonon? So the Ravid writes that it's similar to our din, just like our din is a din bederabonon. And in order for a kohen to be able to function, to be makir karbonos, and according to Rashi, even to eat truma, the kohen has to be meyuchas, you have to know ploini, ben ploini. So there it's a din bederabonon, the kohen has to marry a girl who is a meyuchesis. And what way a meyuches? Not from a prominent Jewish family, from an aristocratic family. No, she has to have a father and mother. So if the girl's father is a non-Jew and the mother's Jewish, so the girl was born Jewish, a Gioris is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So if the girl's mother is Jewish, so she's Jewish, she's not a Gioris. Her father's a Goy, so Alpidin, she has no father. Not the same as a Yisayma, that she had a father and the father died. She has no father at all. So that's a lack in Yichas. The Kohen has to marry a girl who's a Miyuches. This means the girl has a father and a mother, even if she's a Yisayma. And this girl, whose father's a goy, doesn't have a father, al pi din. She doesn't have a father at all. So that's what the Ravid puts it together with this. Yeah. When Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger, in the early 1800s, he had this idea that we should build a Beis HaMikdash and Mimakra of Karbonos. He wrote a whole open letter to Baron Rothschild. He wanted Rothschild to subsidize it. He should pay for the building of Beis HaMikdash, and the sales pitch watch, it may turn out that you'll be the Melech HaMashiach. Because the Rambam writes that the one who will be successful in building the Beis HaMikdash, later on, may turn out to be the Mashiach, if he's from the Malchus Beis David, okay. So he has the right to solve all the issues. How do you build the Beis HaMikdash? How do you solve all the problems of HaKrovas? What's the whole purpose of building Beis HaMikdash? You can't bring karbonas. So he says, even though everybody's tummy tum is mutter b'tzibur, so kabbonis to minimum stuff from you can bring, fine. And then he raises the issue, but the pasuk says in Sefer Ezra Nehemiah that when they built the second Beis HaMikdosh, they insisted on kohanim yochasim. Whoever bikshu ksavam hamasiach nolom otso, those who were searching for a ksav yichas and couldn't find it, the goalu min hakohunim were rejected. The goalu mithanayin, gal. The Golem and Akun, they were rejected from the Kuhuna. They didn't allow them to be Makro Kabbana. So today, hardly anybody has a Ksav Yichas. Very few people, very few Kohanim have a Kohanim Yochasim, have a Ksav Yichas. How can you be Makro Kabbana today? The handful of Kohanim, who are Kohanim Yochasim, is not enough to run a Beis HaMikdash 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's just not enough people. So Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer came up with the Chiddush, and Rabbi Kiveger was Maskim, and Achsam Sefer was Maskim with him, that the whole din, that you need Kohen Meyuchas, is only a Churma Midrabanan that was introduced by Ezra, and it's only Hecha de Efsher. If you can run a Beis HaMikdosh by observing this Churma, you should. Hecha de Lo Efsher, so if today we don't have enough Kohen Meyuchasim, so you can bring the Karbonos, even with regular Kohen Chazoka. You don't need Kohen Meyuchasim. Yeah, that's like this Gemara, that the din of Kohen Meyuchas, like Tesis quotes from Yevamos Daf Kuf, that this requirement, Zar Meyuchas Sacharov, is only a chumer midrabbanon, and it's only derech znus. If it's derech ishes, they will never goizen. So that's what the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was mechanish, that the whole din of kohen meyuchas over there can only be makor karbanos. If you're kohen meyuchas, that's only a chumer midrabbanon hechad efshim. Whenever it's possible to run a Beis HaMikdash like that, until the days of Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, it was assumed that kohanim is manazeh. A Sufik Kohanim. So because of that, they said that maybe sometimes a Chalutza would be Materis L'Koyin, because Chalutza is only Midirabbanon. The Gemara says in Yivam, it says sometimes B'diyevit, if a Koyin marries a Sufik Chalutza. The Gemara talks about a Vade Koyin marrying a Sufik Chalutza. And today they talk about a Koyin marrying a Vade Chalutza, and they say, well, the Koyin is only a Sufik Koyin, because only Koyin Chazoka. So Sufik Koyin marrying a Vade Chalutza, same as a Vade Koyin marrying a Sufik Chalutza. So, but the Eved, there would be room to be makled, and in this is Leitetze. So that's what the early Achrayim had, these kind of ideas. And then from the days of Reb Tzvi Yerushkalayim, Reb Geveger, Nachsam Sofer, from that time on, they stopped with that idea. They said, it's not true. Kohane Chazaka Vadei Kohanim. They're not Sofik Kohanim. It's only a Chumer Midirabbanan that we don't permit them to be Makar Korbanis in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the din of Kohen Miyuchas and our Gemara. Yeah.
So, when he tells us, it doesn't even apply
it to the ceiling, so
they should be completely good.
He said
they only had the
Derech Banan Ba'aznus. Yeah, this din. This din, you don't know who the father is, so this din only applies Derech Znus. If it's Derech Ishus and the wives got mixed up, the couples just got married, and each one went to sleep with his wife, and by mistake, he slept with the other one's wife, and he slept with his wife. So in such a situation, and they're both Kohanim. So in such a situation, and then each one had a child. You don't know whether the child is a mamzer or not. Maybe it's an ish. So in such a case, they were never goyzer. They never made a chumer midrabban. Only if someone violated the znus, boyfen shel znus, yeah. Yeah, but in the case today, that's a different din of Kohen Miyuchas. Kohen Miyuchas means, we know who his father and mother are. Kohen Miyuchas means, can he trace his yichas back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that one of his ancestors was Makar Karbonis, and the Bayis Rishon or the Bayis Sheni. The most of the Kohanim today cannot trace their yichas all the way back. They know they're Kohanim, but they don't really know to pinpoint that they had an ancestor who was Makar Karbonis and the Bayis Sheni or the Bayis Rishon. It's a different din of Kohen Miyuchas.
It's not from the same
Papa? No. The haraya that somebody thought that it was until the days of Reb Tzvi Yerushkalayim, they thought it was a din deraisa. They thought all the kohanim is man as a suffer kohanim. This is for sure only a din derabbanan. That's what Taisa quotes when Yivam is daf kuf. This is a din derabbanan. Yeah. Then we have the Gemara on Yud Dal and Amud Aleph that there seems to be a contradiction between Rabbi Gamliel's shita here and his opinion by Amana Sisa and Rabbi Yeshua. It's a stir on both. Here Rabbi Yeshua is machmir. By Nivul al Apostle of Psalo, and thereby Amanasisa, he's Mekel, thereby Amanasisa. It's also an issue of Safek Nivul al Apostle of Psalo. So there he says, you tell a woman of Cheskas Kashus, until she married this man, she was not Nivul al Apostle. Then she married a man who was questionable Yichas, maybe he was a Cholah, maybe not. And then the man died. If the man divorced her, she's a Grusha. The Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Her husband died, so she's an almana. So almana is permitted to marry Kohen. But if she's nivul al pasala, she was married to a cholol, then she'll be asura lakuna. Then she'll be nivul al pasala. Pasha pshat makes a zayna. The Rambam writes that if a woman marries a cholol, which is beheter, a kohen is not permitted to marry a cholol, but a koheness is permitted to marry a cholol. Huzuruk shevus linosi lipsulim. Kohanis is permitted to marry a cholol. There's no isa. Israelis for sure is permitted to marry a cholol. For sure there's no isa. And nonetheless, if a Kohanis or Israelis marries a cholol, which is Be'at HaGomer, she becomes Nivul al Apostle of Psalah. She becomes Asura Lakuna. Why? So the Rambam says that's considered Zayna. Ezeh is a Hamur Batoira. Mishnah is in the middle of Yimam. So is considered a Zayna. So the Mechaber passing like the Rambam, only Nivul al Apostle of Psalah. Only one kind of Zayna. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel says over there that since there are other Rishonim other than the Rambam, the Smag and the Smag, other Rishonim in the world who say we should be choshish with the Shitas of the other Tanaim, that not only Nivul Asala makes the woman into a Zayna Kipshuta, every week she sleeps with someone else, a prostitute. So Zayna Kipshuta, even though it's Pane HaBoal HaPnuya, but still, there's Zayna Kipshuta, but also the Asura Lakuta. Then there's Gorashita, Reb Lazar, the Tana Reb Lazar, the Pane HaBoal HaPnuya. So that the Gemara, the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara and Yivamas, Gemara says we don't pass them like Rab Lozer. Others want to say that some Goyim didn't have that Girsa, that maybe we should be Machma for Rab Lozer. Machma like Rab Lozer, that would be quite a chumer. That Pan Habal Apnuya, Shalosh HaMish HaSaw Zayna, even though she's not, doesn't act like a prostitute. She doesn't sleep with someone else every week. Just she has one boyfriend, and she sleeps with him. So that we have the Girsa in our editions of the Gemara says that we don't pass like Rab Lozer, but not Balapnei. But the Gemara never says Beferish how we pass on the other issue. So the Beis Shmuel recommends once a Kohen who's a Ben Torah should be Machmir, not only not to marry a woman who's Nivul al Pasala, that's a Zayna, shouldn't even marry a Zayna Kipshuta. Yeah, that's Achranim says Zayin Kibshuta means every week she sleeps with someone else. What if every year? One year she has one boyfriend, next year she has a different boyfriend. She's very discreet about it. She's very bekavadik about it. So then Shlomo Kluger has the tshuva. He thinks that that's not called Zayin Kibshuta. That's not Mufker. That's not called Mufkeres and Mizumanis Liznus.
Zayin Kibshuta just means
Mizumanis,
or means she has to take money for it?
I don't think so. No, she's Mufkeres, yeah. Mufkeres. So the Rambam writes that if a woman is nivolo lecholo, she becomes a zayna. Tosis and Yevamos writes nivolo lecholo is mutter. So how can she become a zayna? Tosis thinks nivolo lecholo becomes a chalolo. But the Rambam is consistent. The Rambam says no, nivolo lepaslo psal makes him into a zayna. And the Rambam says if a woman doesn't observe taras hamishpacha, and every time she's with her husband, she's in violation of an isur kares, that does not make her into a zayna, even though she's violating an isur kares. And if the woman marries a cholo, behetagamar, luhuzeruk shevis leinase lepsulim, there's no issue over here. Nonetheless, she becomes a zayna. So the Rambam writes, holamarato, the upshot of the story is that nivolo to a person makes her into a zayna is not totally whether there was an isur or not. She doesn't observe taras hamishpach as an isur kares, and she does not become a zayna. And over here it's beheta gama, she's living with cholol, and she becomes a zayna. So it's not, it's nivela lepasulof, there's a chaloshem psul on the gavra. So a cholol has a chaloshem psul on the gavra. A woman who's a nido, so there's no shem psul on the man. She has an isa nido. She happens to be a nido, and there's an isa bia, an isa kares, but there's no chaloshem psul on him. And that's not called nivela lepasulof. If she violates the dinim of Zayin. So again, so the Gemara, Yudala Naman Aleph has a stira. Kasha de Rabbi Gamliel, the Gamliel, Kasha de Rabbi Shua, the Rabbi Shua. That by Almana Sisa, that's exactly the story. The woman used to be married to a man who was a Suffolk Chol, and her husband died. If the husband would have divorced her, she's a Grusha Surah Lekoyin. That's the end of the story. The husband died. So Almana, if the only story is she's an Almana, Almana's allowed to marry a Koyin Hedya. But her husband was a Suffolk Chol. So maybe she's a suffix there. I said, maybe she's nivola l'pasala. So Rabbi Shua says, v'shtala rav chazoke. For the first 19 years of her life, she was not nivola l'pasala psala. She wasn't nivola to anybody. She wasn't nivola l'pasala. And then she married a man who's a suffix cholol, and she has a cheskes hetas. After the husband dies, we say she's permitted to marry a kohen, because you rely on the chazoke, on the status quo. For the first 19 years of her life, she wasn't nivola l'pasala, so we say she didn't become nivola l'pasala. So how come the Mishnah Rabbi Shua doesn't rely on the cheskas kashus of the woman when she's ruha midaberes? So we say that even though rov ksher metzla, Rabbi Shua is machmer, my loss of biyuchsen, Rabbi Shua is machmer that she's not allowed to marry a kohen. How come by the Mishnah in the 80s, Rabbi Shua is mekel? Isn't that a contradiction? So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same. In the Mishnah, it's Chad Sofek, and there in 80 is by the Almana Sisa, it's Trace Sveke. What do you mean Trace Sveke? The Gemara later calls it Svek Sveke. What's the Trace Sveke? What's the case talking about? Well, in a minute, we'll talk. And then the Gemara says, there's a Kasha, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Gamliel. There's a Stira, how come Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah is Mako? It's the exact same issue. It's a Sofek whether she was Nivel or Lepasalot. She was nivola to somebody, but don't know whether that somebody is a kosher law or a pasul law. So Rabbi Gamliel in Mishnah is meikol ishtal of chazake. She has a cheskes heter lekuna. And then by the Almana Sisa, he says not so. He says, kva gozer Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakeh shlo lo hoshebez nalkach. Gozer Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakeh shlo lo hoshebez means lechatchili, you're not meikol. But the yebet, if you're meikol, it would be mutter. That's what it means, gozer Rabbi Yechanan. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you have a din l'chatchila tzosu b'riyevet, it's muta. Tosis writes in the end of Nida, it's a dead giveaway that it's only the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, you never have a difference between l'chatchila b'riyevet in the area of an iser, in the area of a mitzvah you have. Thus you have a korban chatas. L'chatchila should be zerk to dam al arba kamfes on his beach. And b'riyevet, if you did one zrika, so it'll also, you'll be yotze the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. L'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlemus is to have tchelus and lavan, and if you only have tchelus, you only have lavan. So the Mishnah says the b'yeved, the tchelus not miakevus as halavan, the lavan is not miakevus at tchelus. So you yotze mitzvah shalom b'shlemus. You have a lot of times like that. The mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah b'shlemus and a mitzvah shalom b'shlemus.
Yes, the Taisa says that's in mitzvahs. You can have a lachatchila b'di'evet on the level of the raisa, but if you're talking here about an iser zayna l'kayin, so lachatchila zasim b'di'evet is mutter, so that's a dead giveaway that the whole chumra lachatchila is only with the rabbanon. You can't have an isurim. There is no hider. Either it's also or it's mutter. No, there are no hidurim. There's no such thing a mitzvah b'shleimusa. That's by mitzvah zesei, not by isurim. All right, so the Rabbanan, the Gemara in this daf, Yudal and Alf, has two dinim lechatchila. The Gemara quotes, on the fifth line from the top of Yudal and Alf, Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amor, Rabbi Yehuda, reverend. He didn't get smicha because he lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda was a Tano who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amora who didn't get smicha. He can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. So Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe told the Talmud, Shinin of the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that she in the Mishnah, that she's the menace. However, Atla Tabruv da Dika, Rav Cher Metzl, you have to have Trey Rubi. You have to have Trey Rubi. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kashi, he says, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Then he says, but you shouldn't pass like that. Unless you have Trey Rubi, so what do you mean Halachik Rabbi Gamliel? The Gemara says no. Halachik Rabbi Gamliel means b'di'evin. But the Tabruv, the Lachatchila, should only paskin like Rabbi Gamliel if you have Trey Rubi. So this is also only a Lachatchila de Rabban. Can't have a Lachatchila on the level of the Raisa and Issa Veheta. So obviously this is a Chumr mid the Rabban. Trey Rubi. Trey Rubi for sure is a Chumr mid the Rabban. The Gemara explains on the next daf what the Trey Rubi is all about. Trey Rubi. Trey Rubi is relevant here. By Nivula L'Apostle Apsola, and Trey Rube is also, throughout all the generations, for many generations, Trey Rube was relevant in Heter Agunas. We have a din, Amayim Shein La himself. If a woman is married and the husband disappears, so she's an Aguna. So you have to know for sure the husband is dead to permit the woman to remarry. So what if the husband, we saw the husband drown in the ocean. To the best of our knowledge, he drowned. We're looking there for an hour, we're searching, can't find the body. So it looks like he's dead. So the Rabbanan, they made a chumra that Maim Shein himself, you're not Matalawa, because there's a far-fetched possibility that maybe he survived, maybe there's an underground cave and he's able to breathe. There is such a far-fetched possibility. So the Haskamas HaPoskim was, Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan was famous for this. He was always Mekel Trey Rube, and the Mishkan Es Yankev, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, from the early Talmidim, in Volozhin Yeshiva, quotes in his Chuvus Kohelus Yankov, Pischei Chuva quotes the Chuvus Kohelus Yankov, authored by the author of Mishkan Es Yankov. He said he remembers as a teenager there was an Aguna case in Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, and Paskin like this Chuvus Yankov from earlier generations that Trey Rubi you would be Mekel. If you have Maim Shela himself, that's one Roib, but if you have a double Roib, then you would be Mekel. That's what they always relied on. If you have an airplane crash, let's say the airplane exploded in midair, so most of the people would get killed because of the explosion. And then even if the husband survived, that we know the husband was on that airplane, and even if he survived, then the airplane sank in the ocean. So most people whose airplane sinks in the ocean drown to death. So either he got killed by the flame when the whole airplane exploded, or the Maisa Shoyam Valojan was that the husband was walking across a bridge in the wintertime, and the river was... had turned to ice. A lot of times now, there are rivers that lakes that turn to ice, and you can go with an automobile on top of the river. It's such ice. You can cross the river on top of the ice. So the husband was walking across the bridge, and he slipped, and then he fell down. It was like 10 floors. He fell down from the bridge to the top of the river, and the river was all ice. So it's like falling down 10 flights with your head first. You bang your head into the concrete. He banged his head into the ice. So that should have been enough to kill him. And then he fell through. His body, he was so heavy, his body fell through the ice. It was thick ice. The other people were walking and skating on top of the ice. He fell through the ice, and then he sank, and they couldn't retrieve the body. So most people who would fall 10 flights with their head first, head banging into the ice, would get killed by the impact. And then even if he successfully survived the impact of falling on the ice, but then he drowned in the lake below. So that should be a Trey Rubi. So that's what Rabbi Yankala Kalina remembered as a teenager. Remember, he was in Volozhin, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and was Mekel on the Aguna because of the Trey Rubi. Maim Shein Lahem Sof is only Yosef Lachatchila, but Yebed, the Gemara says in the end of Yuma that if the Bezna was, by mistake, was Mata, the Aguna, then she's allowed to remarry. So the whole date of Maim Shein Lahem Sof is only Lachatchila Tzosa. Then I'll tell you, you have a rife. So if, whenever you have Trey Rubei, so then the Achrein of Amekel even Lachatchila. Yitzchak Honan is famous for this, but he wasn't the author of the Heter. It's before him. It's from Valojin, from Chaim Valojin. It's before him, from the Chuvah's Beis Yankov. Okay. So that's where the Gemara has a double steer. Yeah. So this Trey Rubi Inyan is relevant for Nivola L'Posala. That's also relevant for Zmanazah. Let's say a girl is raped in a park, and the Rav in Yerushalayim, and the Rav of the people in Yerushalayim are, you don't know whether she was raped by a Jew or by a Goy. If he was talking Arabic, so someone was a Goy. If he was talking Yiddish, someone was a Jew. If he wasn't talking, so you don't know whether he's a Jew or a Goy. So then you have to go, then what's the din? Then what's the din? So the Mishnah has such a story on Yudalad of a base. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Maisa B'tinoikis, a little girl, she was over 3 years old. If she would be raped younger than 3 years, ain't be lost a bila. She was over 3. Tenok shiyod ala malas man min amayim. Then Nensa, so the Shaila was, is she nivol ala pasal apsal? So it's interesting, the Gemara Yevamos has this discussion, they quote this Mishnah. That's called the Zayna. The girl was Nensa. That's called the Zayna. Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah, that she has a din of a Zayna, even though she was Nensa. She didn't participate in the bi out of her own free will. And nonetheless, if she was Nensa by pasal apsal. So if you have Rov Ksheri Metzla, the Rov of the people in the city are Jewish, and wouldn't have been, they're not mamzerim, and they're not chalolim, and they're not nesinim. Most of the people are kshirim. So minatori should really go basarayim. So that's the chumrim, mid the rabbanim. Atla tabed uvde, when it comes to a suffix, nivola l'pasla psola, that's what Shmuel told Rabbi Yudah, shirino. The din is like Rabbi Gamliel, that the woman is nemenis, to say the kosher nevalti, if she knows the kosher nevalti, unless you have a trey ruby. So here also, if you have a trey ruby, you would be mekel here. If you have a trey ruby. So what would trey ruby mean? You have to have rov of the people who live in the city kavua are Jewish. Rov of the city in Yerushalayim are Jewish. And rov of the tourists, is that true? You have to fear. Rov of the tourists, rov siya. Rov of the tourists that day are Jewish. You have to ascertain what the facts are. Whether rov of the tourists are Jewish or not Jewish, yeah. You say, over the people who live in Yerushalayim are Jewish, or over the people who frequent that park are Jewish. The girl was then in the park. So you say, over the people who hang out in the park are Jewish. You shouldn't say, over the people, you say, over the people in Eretz Yisrael. You're not talking Eretz Yisrael. She was then in a park in Yerushalayim. She depend on the other people in the park.
Do you say, for the parish? Where's the road from?
If I know that the person came from Tzipori, one of the citizens, someone came from Tzipori, Ms. Mazana with the girl. So we don't know who it was, whether it's a Jew or a Goy, they all speak Hebrew. And nobody wears a yarmulke, or everybody wears a hat, whatever. You can't tell, he doesn't wear an abakar, you can't tell whether it's a Jew or a Goy, you have no way of knowing. So then Minator, you would say, called the parish, Maruba parish, since he came from the city Tzipori. Most of the people in Tzipori are Jewish, and they don't pass al Isha Bibi Asam. So Minator, that would be good enough. I mean, the Rabbanon, that's not good enough. You need a double Rav. You need a Rav of the people who live in the city, and Rav Siya, Rav the tourists who happen to be traveling by that particular day. So if you have the double Rav, you have the Trey Ruby, then we make them. So this Trey Ruby is relevant by Nivola L'Apostolo, and the Trey Ruby is relevant by Heter Agunas also, by Maim Shein La himself. Yeah.
I thought in
the
Dalit it just says one row of
Kshirin. No, what do you say?
I thought in the
Dalit
it just says one row of
Kshirin. Right, that's the Shana. So Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rambam who says that it means you need Trey Rubi. Others disagree with the Rambam because the Gemara says Trey Rubi when she doesn't tie in a Taina's Bari. Here the woman says Lakosha Nevalti. So you should really say it's she's the Menes. Until you have a tziruf of roiv. But why should you say you need trey ruby? So that's mechaber quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that when it says roiv, it means you need trey ruby. Whenever it says one roiv, it means trey ruby lechatchila. You need the trey ruby, but tziruf with the tainas bari. Yeah. So again, so what's the Gemara stira? There's a contradiction between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua Shita San Yud Gimel Abed Aleph by Ruam Medaberes, Ruam Muberes.
Oisimul Beres, and over here in the Mishnah in Adias with respect to Almonosis, in both cases he's talking the woman was Nivola to a man, and the man is a Safek Pasala, whether he makes a Nivola the Pasala Psala. In both cases the woman had a Cheskazat the first 19 years of his life of her life till she married this person. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is the Mekel and Rabbi Shua is the Machmer. Shua says you don't rely on Cheskaz Heta Lekune, and Rabbi Gamliel says you do. And the Mishnah in Adias is the Shita Sarhafuchas. How could it be? So the Gemara says an Ishkan Stira, because Rabbi Yeshua is Machmer over here, because it's Chad Sveike. And there by the Mishnah of Almana Sisa, it's Trace Sveike, and the Gemara calls it Svek Sveike. Even though there's a Svek Sveike, still, that's why Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel. Nonetheless, Rabbi Gamliel is Machmer. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel. So it sounds for the Gemara, even a real Svek Sveke, you shouldn't be matir by suffering nivel or l'pasul psalim. So that's the shaila. What is the case of almanah sisa? It's really a Svek Sveke. So we have three pshatim. What the case is? What does it mean almanah sisa? So Rashi says it's not a Svek Sveke. Rashi says this woman is an almana. She used to be married for 5 years to this man who is a Safek Cholol. How is he a Safek Cholol? His mother got a get from her first husband, and then the second husband, she married a second husband, a Kohen. So the Kohen married a Grusha. The child is a Cholol. But the story is the first husband threw a get, Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav Lo. So it's a Safek if she became a Grusha. So Safik, if she became a Grusha, maybe she was never divorced from the first husband. So then the child from the second husband should be a Mamzer. So forget about being a Cholol. So the answer is no. The first husband threw a get, Safik Karav Loi, then he dropped dead. First husband died. And then she goes and she marries a second husband, a Kohen. So that's a Safik. Is she a Grusha, or is she an Almana? If the get was valid, if it was Karav Loi, then she's a Grusha. So she's not supposed to marry a Kohen. If the get was Karav Loi, the husband didn't throw close enough to her, then she's not a Grusha, then she's an Amon. Amon is allowed to marry a Kohen. So the child was born from the second husband, who was a Kohen, and she was a Safik Grusha, Safik Amon. So the child is not going to be a Mamzer. The only question is he a Cholol or not? So he was a Safik Cholol. The man was a Safik Cholol. And his wife is a Safik Nivola L'Pasol L'Psol. And then her husband died. The Safik Cholol died. So now she's an Almana, and that's called Almana Sisa. She's an Almana of a man that we're not sure. And Isa, according to Rashi's translation, the word Isa means a dough that you're not sure if it's Tamei or Tahor. It's like an allusion, a literary allusion. There is a Mishnah. Mishnah talks about the Tina Hametapech beIsa, little babies, like the Pachke with whatever, they like to play with whatever. So the mother's making challis for Shabbos, and she has the dough is rising, and the little baby sticks his hands in and he's topping everything. So you don't know whether the dough is Tamei or Tahor, because Rov Tinok has been topchem the Ashpo. Maybe the baby's Tamei, maybe the baby is Tahor, and the baby is touching the Isa. So the Isa is a Safik Tamei, Safik Tahor. So the word Isa is a literary allusion to that case of Motzeh Tinoka. The Tinik is playing with an Isa. You don't know whether the Isa is Tahor or Tomei. So that's over here. The woman was married to a Kohen who's a Safik Cholol, because his mother was a Safik Grusha, Safik Almana from her first husband. And then she married the second husband, a Kohen, and he was clearly born from the second husband. It's according to Rashi's Pshat. So there's a Safik on him. Was he a Cholol? And then he died. So this Safik is not relevant to his Almana. So the Almana Sisa had a Cheskas Heta Lakuna for the first 19 years of her life before she married the husband, the Kohen, who was a Safik Chol, Safik Enichol. She had a Cheskas Heta Lakuna. So that's what the Gemara says, even though Rabbi Shua is Machmer in the Mishnah, that's because the Safik is on the woman. Was she Nivel or L'Pasala? The whole original Safik is on the woman. But here, the Safik begins on the man. Not on the woman. Safik began, his mother got a Safik get from her first husband. And the husband is a Safik Cholol. So now the Safik Cholol on the man is relevant to his wife. His wife, the husband died. And the wife now wants to remarry. She's an Almana.
So was she nivela to a chol or was she not nivela to a chol? So according to Rashi, that's what the Gemara calls trei sveki. What do you mean? Why is it? It's not a svek sveki. It's not a trei sveki either. It's a suffik, but the shorish ha-suffik didn't begin on her. The shorish ha-suffik began with her mother-in-law, with her husband's mother, whether the mother got a get from the first husband or she became an almana from the first husband. So because the shorish ha-suffik didn't begin by her, so therefore we shtalav chazok. If the suffik began on her, ruah medaberes, ruah muberes, then Rabbi Shua says you don't rely on the chazokah. But if the shorish ha-suffik began on the husband somehow, there's more room to be mekel on her. That's what Rashi says. That's called trei sveke. It doesn't fit into the Loshon HaGemara. Gemara says it's a svek sveke. So Rashi says the Gemara calls it a svek sveke, but it really isn't. That's what Rashi means. It really isn't a svek sveke. What if you would have a real svek sveke? So it sounds perhaps from Rashi, then you wouldn't say my loss of Yuchin. Svek sveke is better than all this stuff. Svek sveke is more room to be mekel. Then Rashi quotes Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem, Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. Apparently that was a common name by the French Jews, family name. Tuv Elam is Bonfi, a good boy. Elam is a like Alma. Elam is a young boy. Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam has a different shot in the Gemara that we're talking about a svek. There's a real svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? So what does Rashi explain? The woman had a suffik kovet. The first husband gave her a get, suffik korov loy, suffik korov law. And the first husband died. So now this is suffik whether the almana, is she an almana or is she a grusha? And then she goes and she's supposed to wait 3 months before she remarries. That's a Mishnah, Havchana, in order to know if she'll have a baby later, whether this baby's from the first husband or second husband. So she violated that din. First husband gave her a get, suffik karvala, suffik karvala, and then he drops dead right away. Then soon after the first husband dies, then she goes and she remarries a second husband who's a kohen. So, and then the baby is born, the boy is born. We don't know if this is a child of the first husband, a child of the second husband. If he's a child of the first husband, so he's not a cholo. There's no child. Maybe she was pregnant at the time the first husband gave her a get. So that's not called a ben grusha. Ben grusha means the woman was a grusha before she became pregnant from a kohen. Here she was already pregnant before the first husband gave her the get. So it's a suffik. It's a suffik if he's a child from the first husband or the second husband. I feel it, and the second husband is a kohen. So the child of the first husband for sure is not a cholo. I feel in Tim's Lama that he's a child of the second husband. She became pregnant from the second husband. It's a suffik whether she was a grusha or an almana from the first husband. It's really a svek sveka. So nonetheless, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam says that's what it says in the Gemara. It's a svek sveka, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua is makel over there. The Mishnah is not svek sveka, and our Mishnah on Yud Gimel is not svek sveka. The Mishnah in Adias, there is a svek sveka. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua is makel. But we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you can't be mekel because kvargoza Rabbi Yechem Azaka shalola hoshebez nalkach lechatchila. But yevet it'll be mutter, but lechatchila shouldn't be matter. So lechatchila shouldn't be matter in a svek sveka. According to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam, we talk about a case where there is a svek sveka. Wow, that's what it says. The Rabbeinu Tam also learns that it's a svek sveka, l'shitoso. He holds that it's a svek sveka. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like either pshat, not Rashi's pshat, not Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam. Because Isa doesn't just mean Safik Tomei Safik Tahar, like the Tinek HaNimtza B'tzadho Isa. In Rav Tinokas Metaprim, the baby is touching the Isa, you don't know whether it's Tomei HaTahar, you don't know whether the woman is Nivul L'Pasla or not. No. Rabbi Natam says the word Isa means when a woman bakes a cake, she throws in a little of this and a little of that and a little of the other thing. Later on, she may not even remember what she threw in. There's so many different ingredients. She looks around the kitchen, she throws all kinds of things in. So Isa is a reference to a family, a lot of people in the family. And somewhere in the family, there's a suffik chalolus blended in. So this woman, this innocent girl, married someone in this family. And then the husband died. So she's an almana. But she knows that there is a line in the family where there's a question. And that line in the family, she doesn't know if she was married to the man. She doesn't know the whole family tree.
She doesn't know whether she was married to the man who is a descendant of the Safik Cholol or not. And even if he is the line in the family that has the Safik, it's only a Safik Chololus. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that that is considered a Sveik. This is Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita So, and the beginning of Beitza and other Mesichtis and Zvachim and other places. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that a Safik Gecha Beguf, a Safik Gecha Betarubis, also constitutes a Sveik Sveik. And Yeridayan, Simen Kuf Yud, the end of the first Chelik Yeridayan. First Chelik ends in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. So next to the last Simen, Simen Kuf Yud, Yeridayan has all the rules and regulations of Svek Sveika. So Mechaber Paskin is over there that if you have a Svek Sveika, Sofik Yech Begufa, Sofik Yech Betarubis, that's not a legitimate Svek Sveika. It's a question, why not? It's Machlokes, the Shach there quotes, it's a Machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe by the Ramo on the tour. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't say boo about this. There's the Shach quotes, and on the tour, there's machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Beis Yosef and the Ramon and the Darkei Moshe. What's the reason for this opinion? We follow the Ravid. The Ravid says like that. The Ravid on the bottom of the Rif on the first page in Beitza. The Safik Ech Beguf, Safik Ech Betaru says not a valid Sveik Sveik. Well, why? What's the reason? So Rabbi Yosef Karo, Rabbi Yosef Karo understood because it's no dushtei sveikas shalom bevasacha. So when the first suffix was noilad, we had to be machmas suffix deraisa luchumra. Then when the second suffix was noilad afterwards, you have no right to be mitzarf the first suffix to end with the second suffix. First suffix was ready, always gepaskan yesterday, luchumra. But if it will be svafik ech vigub, svafik ech vitarubis, no dushtei sveikas bevasacha, then the mechaber holds, then it would be a sveik sveik. And the Ramah holds not so. Ramah holds even though the Shteh Sveikas B'Vasachas, it's still not a good Sveik Sveika. The incommensurate Sveikas. One is a Sofik, is the person a Cholo? One is a Sofik, that I marry the man who's from that line? It's two different worlds of a Sofik, two different types of Sveikas. So Ramah holds in the Dark Emotion that you can never be Mitzarab this to a Sveik Sveika. Sofik Echa, Gubba Sofik Echa, but Tarubis is never a valid Sveik Sveika. And Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Beis Yosef holds not so. That it depends whether no dushtei sveikas bevasachas or not. But Rabbi Netam holds that it's a good sveik sveik, even though lo no dushtei sveikas bevasachas. So the Shitosa, he reads our Gemara like that. That by the case of Almanas Issa, the reason why Rabbi Shu is makel there, because you have a sveik sveik. Gemara calls it four lines from the bottom, sveik sveik. It's a legitimate. And seven lines from the bottom also, sveik sveik. Why is it sveik sveik? The man is a suffix if he's a someone a few generations ago is a Safik Basir Cholo because his mother got a get from her first husband, Safik Karvlo, Safik Karvlo. Then the husband, first husband died, then she remarried. And now, in the three, four generations later, a woman married someone from this big family. We don't know whether she married the one who's a descendant from the Safik or not. So the Issa means the whole family is called the Issa. Not the word Issa means a Safik Tomi, Safik Tor. A literary allusion to the Mishnah of the Tinoikis Metapchem Metzaru Issa. No. And Issa means a whole dough with a lot of ingredients. So the woman got married and she became widowed from her husband. And she knows that there is a line in this family with his Chalolis. And she doesn't know whether she was married to the man who had the line of Chalolis. And even the line has Chalolis, only a Safik Chalolis. So that's a Safik Echad on the goof. The line that has Chalolis. Is it really Chalolis? Maybe it was Karev Law. Maybe it's Karev Loi, so there never was a get, and the woman was an Almana. The whole story began, maybe she was an Almana. And even if it was Karev Loi, maybe this woman today, the Almana Sisa, who was married for a while to a man from this family, maybe she didn't marry a descendant from that part of the family. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns that that's a Sveik Sveika. And there Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel. And we paskan like Rabbi Gamliel Luchumer. So if we paskan Luchumer, Lachat Tchila, we paskan Luchumer B'di'evid. He said, Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh was going to Shlo Lahosh Bezn al Kach. It means Lachatrilu shouldn't be Mekel, but B'di'evid, if you were Meshe B'Bezn, then you would be Mata. Lachatrilu shouldn't do it. So the Shaila is Lachatrilu shouldn't do it, despite the fact you have this kind of a Svek Sveika, which is a phony Svek Sveika. What if you would have a real Svek Sveika? We Paskin, this is not a valid Svek Sveika. What if you'd have a real Svek Sveika? So many Paskim say, then we would be Mekel. The one who's Machmer is Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. He learns the Gemara, it's a real Svek Sveika. Both Sveikas begufoy. Both Sveikas begufoy. And still Rabbi Gamliel was Geyser. Rabbi Gamliel quotes Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh, Shalom Hashbez Nakah. Shouldn't be Matalachat Chilim with a Sveik Sveika.
But if you go like Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam, and you don't hold all the way like the Rabbeinu Tam, we don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, his shita by sofigecha v'guvisofigecha b'tarugus. We hold that that's not a valid sex take. So if you hold like Rashi or the Rabbeinu Tam, not like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, then there's room to say if it would have been a real sex take, we would be matel lechatchila.
How would Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim read on Pesach Amud Aleph that Shiribe works? Where there too, Sarit not sorry.
How do you read what?
How would it point to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim? How do you read Pesach Amud Aleph that you Shiribe is good, even if that's also not a case of sorry? Is Shiribe better than sex take?
Sex fake is no good. That she shouldn't marry a coin. How come over there? Trey Ruby is enough. Trey Ruby, I don't know. That goes that Rav is better than sex fake. The Rashba is the one who said that sex fake is mitam Rav and better than Rav. That you're not matir, my loss of Yichsen, you're not matir by road, but you are matir based on Sveksveik. Yosef Tuvelim holds that you're not matir on Sveksveik. Maybe holds you are matir on Rav. Rav is better than Sveksveik. Could be. Maybe holds that Rav is better than Sveksveik. But they made my loss of Yichsen. They're afraid if you'll be matir based on Rav. You may have a case, you'll think it's a Rav and it's really a Kavua. So they said, no, you got to have Trey Ruby. Once you have Trey Ruby, it can't be a Kavua. It's not going to be a Kavua. It's fakir, just the reverse from the Rashba. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says svek sveka is no good to be mata lekuna my loss of biyosim, and a rov is good. Okay, that's what you have in the Gemara. No, he says the Gemara says on tezvav and aleph that whenever you have trei ruby, you're makel by sofik nivul al apostle. Here tenak shiad al malas maimenayin. She was Nensa. So the Gemara says, if you have Chad Rubi is enough, and Midrabban, you need Trey Rubi. So if you have Trey Rubi, is good. And here it says that Svek Sveka is no good. So you see that Rav is better than Svek Sveka. Rav is better than Svek Sveka. Amona Sisa, yeah, but Rabbi Yechman Zaka was Gaza Shalol Hashbez, now Kach means Lachatril, you're not Mater. But the Yevet, if you were Matel, shall be Muteris. But Lachatchila, there's a Chumra, my loss of Yuchsen. Lachatchila, there's a Chumra not to be Matel. But on the Trey Ruby, there is no Chumra Lachatchila not to be Matel. By Trey Ruby, we're Matel Lachatchila. So he says, you see, that Roiv is better than Svek Sveka. That even though you have a Svek Sveka, you're Asa Lachatchila. And if you have a Roiv, you're not Asa Lachatchila. But the Tinuk Yeshua de la Malas Ma'am and I, and she doesn't know who is Ma'anasar. She doesn't know whether it's a Jew or a Goy. So the Gemara says, you go Basarayv. The mission is you go Basarayv. So the Gemara says, Menatar is an Afchad Rubi, Medrabban, and you need Trey Rubi. But if you have Trey Rubi, it's Mutta. If you have Trey Rubi, you're satisfied everything. And nonetheless, if you have a Svek Sveke, you're not Mata Lechatrila, but the Ebed, if you're Mater, be Mutta. But Rabbi Mazaka goes to Shalol Hoshib does not Kach Lechatrila. So you see that Rav is better than Svek Sveka. And the Rashba writes Vaker, that Svek Sveka is better than Rav. The Rashba doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. See, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, we see that Rav is better than Svek Sveka. Then the Gemara has a din. In dini mominus, you have a din. If there's a din Torah and someone's taver me money, he says, you owe me $1,000, and I don't respond. So under certain circumstances, we will declare that shtika goido. You don't always say shtika goido. A lunatic comes over and he's screaming at me, and he says, I owe him $1,000,000. I just laugh at him. I don't answer anything. But if the circumstances are such that by shtika it implies that I'm asking with him, so they say, hados badin kameidim dom. It's similar to hados badin is a din of shavi anapshe chaticha disur. Even in an area where you really ought to require a pidin, shnei edim sharon, because it's a dom shabi ervo, on personal status to declare whether the woman is a zaina or the woman, or someone is a cholol, and so on, or someone is a mamzer, or something like that. So even when you need two kosher eidim, but if a person says, I am a cholol, I am a mamzer, so shavianav shechaticha disur in the area of this v'heter is very similar to the din of haidaz baldin kameidim. So here also, just like you say, shtika koidor, by dini mominis, sometimes shtika can be taken as haidor, so too by yisi v'heter, sometimes if the people call him a cholol, people call him a mamzer, and yishoyseik, so sometimes we all declare that shtika koidor. So the Gemara has, okay, so the Tanakhama, the Chacham say, whenever the man is shaysik, when people say, you are a mamza, you are a cholol, you are a nasan, he's shaysik, so he says shtika koidor. Then the Brisa quotes, Reb Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama, you don't always say shtika koidor, but there are two versions of what Reb Meir disagreed about. So the first version is the Tanakhama, Aliba the Reb Meir, and the second version is Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Oimim Shum Reb Meir. That's a second line from the top of Yud Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara is quoting a whole long Tosefta there, a whole long Brisa. So the two versions within Reb Meir, what did he say? So the Gemara explains it before the Mishnah. The first version was the Reb Meir is maskim that you say Shtil Koidor and Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disura. If they call him a mamzer, psule kohol, and he doesn't react, he should have reacted to that. He should have been, he should have responded and said, I'm not a mamzer. So the fact that he doesn't respond, we take it very seriously. If the situation is one that it's a mashugan, and it says you're a mamzer, so it doesn't mean anything. He doesn't like me, he calls me a mamzer. But if he's talking about Isuri Kol, and he says, I know for a fact that you're a mamzer, I don't react, so then you say, shtika kaidot shavi anafshe. But if they say in a serious way that I'm a cholol and I don't react, then the first version was the Reb Meir says that you're not mechuyev to react to that. The only time you say shtika koidor is if they accuse me of being an eved, they accuse me of being a mamzer, that it's psuli kohol, I can't marry anybody. But if they just say I'm a cholol, okay, so cholol has certain restrictions, but it's not the same as psuli kohol. So then the first version, Tanakhama's version of Reb Meir was that then you don't say shtika koidor. He's not mechuyev to react to every accusation. And then Reb Shimon Elazar and Reb Shimon Meir, a totally different version of it. Reb Meir said that sometimes you don't take his shtika to be a hoidor. So the second version was just the reverse, because makirim saw mamzerim sheminim, they makirim, that's as you go further. And Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the fifth and the sixth line from the top. So therefore what? More or less we know who the mamzerim are. So if someone accuses me of being a mamzer, everybody in the community knows I'm not a mamzer. They all know my family lineage. So you don't say shtika koid over there. They all know. So I'm not mechuyev to respond to that. So if someone accuses me of being a cholol, then I should have reacted. I should have disputed it. I should have said it's not true. So the second version, Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Reb Meir, is just the opposite from the first version. The first version was Reb Meir would only say shtika koidor if you make me into psule kol. If they say that I'm a mamzer, I'm also over the kol. If they say I'm a cholol, then I'm not mechuyev to react. And the second version was punkt fakert, that since eim akim yisrael chalolim shebineim, so if they accuse me of being a cholol, I should have reacted. But if you accuse me of being a mamzer, not mechuyev to react, because that's a double you're doing. Before some, everybody knows who's a mamzer, who's not a mamzer. Okay, so there are two versions of what Reb Meir said. The Pashta says you shouldn't paskin like Reb Meir. Yochid v'rab malach yiram. Whatever the correct version of Reb Meir was, we're not going to accept his opinion. Okay. But b'kitzer, Reb Meir is quoted as having said that you don't always say shtika kohidor. Yeah, then we have a machlekes hatanaim. It says, one who murders someone else for orav loy, become olav. Here, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Tezvav and Alev, a pasuk in Dvorim. For orav loy, become olav, achi iskaben loy. That's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, whose yahrzeit will be observed this week. Okay, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion, iskaben lo harag hazeh, b'harag hazeh, is not chai misa. And the Chachamim disagree that there is no such thing. He intended to kill a Yisrael. If you kill a Nochri, you're not chai misa. So then, but if he killed Esau, you're chai misa. And even if he thought he's killing Reuben and he killed Shimon, so according to the Chachamim, he's still chai misa. So the Shaila is according to the Rabbanon, that Niskam lahar gazeh, bahar gazeh, is chai misa. So why does that be, or of love become a love? Sounds like it's memayit something. What is it referring to? So the Gemara says, oh, that's the din of kol kavua, that the prat lazarek even lego. If there's a group of 10 people, and 9 of them are Yisraelim, and 1 is a Nochri, and I say, I'm going to shoot the guy and at the end of the line, and they say, don't shoot him, we can't tell who it is, but the odds are 9-1 that it's Yisrael, so you better not shoot him. And then he kills him. So the Shaila is, was that a Hasra's Vada? Was that a Hasra's Safik? So you should have said the odds are 9-1 that it's Yisrael, so it's Hasra's Vada. Mora says, no, since they're all standing still, Kol Kibur Kamachsa Machsa Dami, so it's called Hasra's Safik. Yeah, Hasra's Safik is a, so that's, is that the Pshat in the Gemara? Hasra's Safik is a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechan and a Reish Lokesh. Whether Hasra's Safik is Shema Hasra or not. Hasra Safik with Shema Hasra not. Yeah. That's in Makis and in the end of Chulin. That's the Machlekes where they're Akima Velakima Bitlo Velobitlo. So the Rama Paskins over there, Hasra Safik is good. The two Girsas in the Gemara, which way Rabbi Yechanan says, which way Rish Lakish says. So this Gemara seems to be assuming that Hasra Safik is no good for Misa. Maybe we should distinguish between Misa and Malkus. That's what the Nedi Behuda writes. Nadi Behuda has a tshuva, I think it's by his son-in-law. And Pinter and tshuva is Nadi Behuda, where he said, he thinks according to the Rama is not explicit. He thinks you have to distinguish between Malkus and Misa. That Hasra Safik by Malkus would be Chayv Malkus, and Hasra Safik by Misa would not be Chayv. And the Gemara equates the two. Gemara says that whatever you hold by Malkus is the same by Misa. But it could be that the Ramam distinguishes. See, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Shaila was, later on, you walk across the street and you see that he killed a Jew. It's not a Safik. Not that you're going to go bust her up the odds on 9-1 that he killed a Jew. 9-1 is a Ruba de Issa Kamon. You're going to give him the death penalty based on Ruba de Issa Kamon. So the Ramam says you can't do that. Ramam quotes that Mishnah on Tezvav Amid Beis. That's the Mishnah from Machshirin. In the end of Maseches Machshirin. What's the Tinik Mushloch? But you don't know whether the Tinik is Jewish or non-Jewish. You go bust a Roiv, women who are childbearing age in the city. So if the Roiv or the women are Jewish, we assume that this baby is Jewish, and we send him to yeshiva, and he gets married, and you can tzarif him to a minyan. Rabbi Sol, treat him like a Jew. Then the Rambam says, yeah, you're right, Lee. That later on, after he gets married, if his wife is Mizani, he wouldn't give her the death penalty because we only established that he was Jewish, and the Kedushim were topsim with him, and the wife is a Reish Ish, you only established it based on the Roiv, the Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael. So the Rama says, Yeroili, that you're going to give the, you don't give the death penalty for this. And the Rabbi is Masik on the Rama. He says, but in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Al-Daf Samach Tesamar Aleph, Gemara is Beferish, that you do go bus a Roiv, even in order to administer Mises Bezn, the Gemara said Beferish. One might have thought otherwise, because the pasuk says Vehitzila Hoedi, bend over backwards to be lenient to the accused man, to try to acquit him, not to give him the death penalty. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, even though it says Vehitzila Hoedi, but you do go Basaroy. So that's the Rabbit's Kash against the Ram. How can the Ramam say you don't go Basaroy? But according to the Ramam, you can't go Basaroy, at least for sure Ruba Deisa come on. The Roiv are the women in the city. That's simply a Ruba de Issa. So here, what happened? He says, I'm going to shoot the guy. The 10 people standing in the row, he's going to shoot the guy in the front. And the Adam say, don't shoot. The odds aren't the one that he's going to be a Jew. So you say, is that a... And then, so I would have thought you go Basarav. Kamash Malan, you don't go Basarav. What do you mean? Kamash Malan, you don't go Basarav because Kol Kibur Kamachta Matsadami, it's not a valid Roiv because they're standing still. And if they would have been walking and it would have been a Roiv, it wouldn't be called Kavur. Then you would go Basar Roiv. But the Rambam says you don't go Basar Roiv. You don't go Basar Ruba de Issa Kamon in order to give Mises Bezen. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? So according to the Rambam, the Pshat is Pashat. We ascertained that it was a Jew that he killed. It was a Jew. But at the time that the Adam gave a Hasra, was that a Hasra Zvada? Was that a Hasra Sofik? So true, the Rambam Paskins Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra by Malkus. But over here we're talking by Misa. So the Rambam apparently distinguishes between Misa and Malkus. The Gemara talks about a woman who remarried within 3 months, and she had a baby from the second husband, and the Bezin doesn't know whether this is the baby of the first husband or the second husband. Somehow, no Shaila Mamzeris, let's say. Forget about Mamzeris. So the Shaila is the din of Mako of Avima, Makal of Avima. So he curses the second husband, So you don't give him the death penalty. Maybe that's not his father. Then he curses the first husband. So b'manam shech he cursed his father. So Gemara says, but you have to have a hasruah. When the Eidim give a hasruah, it's a hasruah sofik. So they say, don't curse this man, don't hit this man. It may turn out that he's your father. Even if it turns out that it's a vada, so at the end of the day, he clearly was maka oviv, he was mikalal oviv. But when the Eidim gave the hasra, each time it was a hasra sofik. So the Gemara seems to put it together, beferish. Hasra sofik is a good by Misa, is a good by Malka. Shalmi is beferish. The Bavli has the machlekes, he kizze v'chose, he kizze, kill zze v'chose, v'kill zze, machlekes hatanoim. Whether Asua Sofik Shmasra or not. But Yerushalmi puts together the Machlegs of Yechon and Meshlokesh by Malkus, by Kima Velakima, Bitlo Velabitloi. Shalmi puts it together Asua Sofik by Miso, Asua Sofik by Malkus. So they pointed out it's not like the Nedib Yehuda's son in law, who said that he thinks, according to the Rambam, you have to distinguish between Malkus and Miso.
You get Asura and both
of
them at one time.
And he curses both of them at the same time. So then it's a Hasra's Vadai, then it's not a Hasra's Sofik. Then for sure he's going to get the Einish Misa. Even though we don't know which one is the father, it doesn't matter. But it's only called Hasra's Sofik if it's B'zeh HaZeh. If it's Baba Sachs, then Hasra's Vadai, then for sure he's Chayim Misa. Yeah. So that's the Shaila. What was the case over here? So the Rama learns, what was the case that you learn now from the Pasuk that Kol Kavur Kamachza Amachza Domi? You never ascertain whether he killed the Jew or a guy. No, the Ram says if you never ascertain, then even if you wouldn't have said Kol Kavur Kamachza Amachza, even if you would have had a valid roiv, you can't give a death penalty based on a roiv that says that he's Jewish. You have no right to follow Ruba Disa, come on, to say that he's Jewish. So the Rama must have learned we would have used the roiv to say that it's called Asra's Vadai. So now, since they're all standing still, Kol Kavur Kamachza Amachza Dami, so it's called Asra Sofik, and Asra Sofik is not good by Misa. That's apparently how the Rambam learns. According to Tosis and Sanhedrin, you even go Basa Ruba de Isa come on to give the death penalty, even Bitl Beroiv. Tosis goes at Kedekach, there's a Mishnah and Daf Pei in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah talks about a person was Nigma Dina Lemisa. Let's say three people were Nigma Dina Lemisa. We have them locked up in prison, we're going to give them the death penalty. And then there's an innocent person somehow got mixed up, and now we can't identify who's who. We don't remember. Now there are four people, and there's only Gmar Din Lemisa on three of the four. So Tosis says, why don't you kill all four? Why don't you say Bitl Beroiv? Ad Kedei Kach, Tosis is prepared to give Einish Misa. Huh? So, Balechaim Chashibi Veloi Biteli, that's Midi Rabbanon. Yeah, so at least Midi Rabbanon. So at least Midi Rabbanon, Balechaim Chashibi Veloi Biteli. So we had the Chavis Das claims that there's a Ramban, this is his interpretation in the Ramban, that Birodim Chashivi V'loi B'teili, that's a Din Derais. Balachayim Chashivi V'loi B'teili is called the Tikkun Ramban Kein Derais a Tikkun. That's a takeoff that's patterned after human beings. But human beings, the Chavis Das thinks that human beings are Chashivi V'loi B'teili, that's a Din Derais. So Taisa sounds like they never heard of that. They says, yes, why don't you give the death penalty to all four? Why don't you say Bitl Beroiv? Bitl Beroiv? Bitl Beroiv? It's even more of a chiddush than giving the death penalty based on a Ruba de Isa Kamon. Ruba de Isa Kamon, we're ascertaining that this baby is Jewish. So therefore his wife is an Eshus Ish. So the Rambam thinks he can't even give Einish Misa based on that. Yeah, he's talking Bitl Beroiv, you know, for sure that one of them is not Chai Misa. And Taisa still thinks that he should say Bitl Beroiv. Right, that's what Tosis says. Why not? If you have a roiv on this kolim and the miot on this rafim, so why don't you say bitl b'roiv and give even the einis skila to one who's not chayv skila? Tosis even asks, give it to an innocent person. You're saying the Mishnah, someone is kolim a roiv on a roiv on his kolim and miot on his rafim. Tosis says, roiv on his kolim and miot apata from Isa. You should say they're also bitl b'roiv to give the death penalty to an innocent person. Tosis considers that you should say bitl b'roiv. That's a chiddush. That's clearly not like the Rambam. Yeah. What was Gemara that the Ravid was quoting? The Ravid says, in my Gemara it says, in my edition of the Gemara it says that he did go basarev. So Gemara has it been again to a few dinim. So one din is to establish the halacha that the Ben Sarimar is only the first 3 months after after his bar mitzvah, because we have a drasha bein nesar el mara. Let's say the father's 100 years old and the son is 75 years old. And the son, 75 years old, stole money from the father and is hanging out with a bunch of gangsters. So there's going to be a din of ben sora mara and the 75-year-old man. So the Gemara says, no, it says bein veloy av. The son who's 75, he's already a great-grandfather. So there's no din of ben sora mara, only when he's a bein veloy av. What if he never got married? Let's say he's 40 years old and he still didn't get married. So there's still a din of ben sora mara. The Gemara says, the ben velo haray lekroso av. If he's already so old that he could have been a father. So when he could have been a father, katnein a moilet. A katnein can't make his wife pregnant, that she should be able to have a baby. So when the child is 13 years old and 9 months, he should be called bein veloy a royal across the rabbi. He could have gotten married on the day of his bar mitzvah, could have made his wife pregnant, and theoretically she could have had a baby 9 months later. So once he's 13 and 9 months, before bar mitzvah, there's no dina ben sema, you don't give the death penalty. He's not a bar onshin, and even though the ben sema is nerach al shem sofo, but still you have to have that he violated some avera. So if the avera he did was bekatnuso, a katan zala bar onshin. So you have to have that he should be bar mitzvah, but it can't be that he's already 9 months after the bar mitzvah, then he's ben veloy haroi lekroso av. Then the Gemara says, not only is haroi lekroso av 9 months after his bar mitzvah, even 3 months after, because after 3 months it'll be hukaruv ubra. When a woman is pregnant for 3 months, then it's noticeable that it's hukarubri. And the father of the baby is already called an av, even though the baby wasn't born. So the Gemara establishes that the din of ben Saramar only applies kol yom of shem ben Saramar einan al kumul chadoshim. He's only qualified. There's only a small window of opportunity to become a ben Saramar. The first 3 months after bar mitzvah b'katnu, so he's a la bar onshin. And after the first 3 months, theoretically, he could have married a girl on the day of his bar mitzvah, could have made her pregnant, and she would have been hukah rubra 3 months later. So Gemara says, but he could have married a girl. And they said, the Gemara, somehow the Tanoim heard from the Goyish doctors in their generation. There are two kinds of pregnancies. There's a 7 month pregnancy, a 9 month pregnancy. So the 9 month, and then the Rishonim say they don't know what in the world that corresponds to. The Shulchan quotes the Ritva. They don't know what that means. But in the days of the Tanoim, that's what the medical science of their generation taught. The two types of pregnancies. The Gemara asks, so if there's a 7 month pregnancy, it'll be hukah rubra. After 1/3 of the pregnancy, you won't need a full 3 months. Just like 9 months after 3 months hukah rubra. So if it's a 7 month pregnancy, it should be 1/3 will be 2 months and 10 days. If it's 7 month pregnancy, 2 months and 10 days should be hukah rubra. So why does the Mishnah say that a ben sora mora has 3 months? The first 3 months after bar mitzvah, he should only have 2 months and 10 days. Because theoretically, he could have married a girl who would have had a 7 month pregnancy, and it would have been hukah rubra after 2 months and 10 days. So the Gemara says no, that all the dinim are established based on right. Whenever you dash and psukim to establish Allah is always based on right. So the Gemara asks, you establish all the dinim based on right, even though it says v'hitzil ho'edu, shouldn't you bend over backwards to pater him, to acquit the nidon? The Gemara says no, that you follow right and did in the fashas. So this is the Gemara that the Rabbi is asking on the Ram. How can the Ram say you don't go basarav din the fashas? The Gemara says you do go basarav. Then the Gemara has another case. Also, we go basarav and din in the fashas. What's the other case? If the Edom contradict each other, two witnesses say that man is high misa, but they contradict each other in his man, so then you throw out the testimony. So what if they contradicted each other? One of them says it was the fourth of the year, the other one says it was the fifth of the year. So he says, well, I remember they were celebrating Yom HaTzmut, must have been the fifth of the year. So he said, no, but Yom HaTzmut was on a Friday, so they celebrated on a Thursday. So the Gansa Machlekes, both say that it was Thursday. He says, Thursday the fifth of the year, Thursday the fourth of the year. So one of them made a mistake. So it should be no good, because he said the wrong day of the month. So the Gemara says, in the beginning of the month, that people don't know yet when Bezdin declared Rosh Chodesh, after the 15th of the month, then everybody will already know. But in the first half of the month, a lot of people will make a mistake. So since right people will make a mistake when Rosh Chodesh was declared, so that's not considered a contradiction in the Yedis. I let it be like any Yedeya. let it be like any of theirs. And some of the pshat is, the Chachamim will kaveh in the first place, the Einim only have to give so much certainty of testimony within a range of 2 days. Within a range, it can be a day off. Since Rabbi Ben Yodam Atoya, Bibura Diyarcha, Rabbi Ben Yodam Atoya B'Shachas, let's say they say, what time did he murder him? One guy says it was 9:30 in the morning, the other guy says it was 10:30. One says 10:30 in the morning, one says 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Was the sun shining this way or that way? So how can it be that the guy should know? Was it morning or afternoon? He says that it happened outside. Outside, the 4 o'clock, the shade is on one side of the street, and 9 o'clock, the shade is, and the sunshine is on the other side of the street. So that's a glaring contradiction. But if one says it was 9:30, one says at 10:30, Adam Toya B'Shachas, that's a reasonable, because they didn't walk around with watches. There's Man Maimon Hasina, in days of the time, they didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks on every corner. So Adam Toya B'Shachas, yeah. So the Gemara says that's based on Reb. Since Reb and the Adam Atoya, so it's not considered like any Yidin HaGadah Seder, the Chachamim only required Be'ez HaShoah within an hour, Be'ez HaYom B'Chodesh within a day. It can be a day off, because Reb and the Adam Atoya B'Yom Echad, Reb and the Adam Atoya B'Shachas. So there, that's not really a kash against the Rambam, that's what the Tzoftan Spanech, the Ragat Shove writes in the Seif on the Rambam, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that there you're being kaveh halacha based on the Rav. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Masechus Brochus and the Mochamas. He says, the Chama always darshan the Psukim, they always establish halachas based on the way Rav Ha'ilam runs. So that's not a kash against the Rambam. Here the Rambam is talking about ascertaining the facts of the case based on the Rav. So that the Rav, it still has a kash. The Mishnah says a man is Baal Ha. The man is Baal Eish Hasish, he gets Einish Misa, even though the Eish Hasish is a young girl. She's only 10 years old. And she may turn out later to be an islandess. If she turns out to be an islandess, so then the first Mishnah says in Yibamis, she doesn't even need to get Midirabban, the Pashab Shad. Mama, she could do Shetos. An islandess, the whole body grows differently. So if you married a girl who's only 10 years old, it's not going to be noticeable. 10-year-old cute little girl. You can't tell if she's going to turn out to be an islandess when she'll be 20. Simone islandess have to be checked into when the person reaches the age of 20. 10 years old, you can't tell. So the Gemara asks on Sanhedrin, how do you give the death penalty? It should be solved in the Fasha Slokom, may turn out that she's an islandess. Gemara answers, Rav Noshim are not islandess. So that's Takakasha and the Rambam. How can the Rambam say you can't give the death penalty if you ascertain the facts of the case, that she's an Eish Hasish, based on Rav, that this child was Jewish, because Matzah Batinach Mushloch, Rav Yisrael Yisrael, so you cannot give the death penalty if you ascertain the facts based on Rav, but that's exactly what you do by the islandess. So the Shev Shmaitzeh answers that one is a Ruba Deisa Kamon, one is a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. And Rav Yitzchak Hanan, his Chuvah is not happy. He quotes the Shev Shmaitzeh and doesn't like it. Why? Because the Gemara in the first Perek and Chulim, where they have the long discussion, How do you know you go Basarayv? So first the Gemara thought only Ruba de Isa come on is good, because the Pasuk Acharam La'atas talks about a split vote in the Bezin. That's a Ruba de Isa come on. How do you know that even a Ruba de Leisa come on is good? The Gemara works very hard. Till he finally say, okay, with the Leisa come on also good. All of a sudden now the Shev Shmaitzeh comes and everything is upside down. A Ruba de Leisa come on is better than the Ruba de Isa come on. From the Gemara we see that it's not so. Huh?
Why shouldn't a stronger rope be better?
So Yitzchak Hanan asks, but in the Gemara you see the reverse svara from the Shev Shmaitz. The Gemara thought maybe only Ruba de Isa Kamon is good, Ruba de Leisa Kamon is no good. Till they finally come to the conclusion, no, even Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also good. Now you're telling me, Mr. Rabbi Shev Shmaitz, that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is even better than Ruba de Isa Kamon. If you establish the woman is not an island, it's kachotivish shaloylam, Rav Nashim physiological right. Rav Nashim in the world are not islandess, so then you do give Misa based on that right. But you establish that this kid is Jewish because the majority of the women who happen to live in the city of childbearing age happen to be Jewish, so that's a Ruba Deisa Kamon, that's Bimikre, it happens to be like that. So you tell me that's the Ramah, that's not good enough to give Einish Misa. Ruba Deisa Kamon is weaker. How can you say weaker? Don't you see from the whole Sugi Faker? The Ruba Deisa Kamon is stronger than Ruba Deisa Kamon.
Why can't it be that even though logically the Ruben de Leisa Kamon will be stronger, right? It's more logical because the numbers are going to be higher, but I still need something to tell me that I'm allowed to use an assumption.
Yeah, that's what we assume. See, we learn Torah Mada, so we're so used to science and university studies. So by us, the Shev Shmaitza makes sense. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan didn't have the other half. He only had the Gemaras. So to him, he's how can the Shev Shmaitza say such and such? It's against the Gemara. By us, it doesn't bother us. The Gemara had a Hab. I mean, you need a mucker. Once you have a mucker, you can say it's even better. What's the kash? Yeah. Anyway, so that's what the Shev Shmaitza says, that Ubud Lesa Kamon is better. So Shad is, if you all like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, that you can't distinguish between Yisakam and Leisakam. So what's the difference on the Rambam? How come by islandness the Rambam admits that a Roiv is good to administer the Nefashis and to ascertain that he's Jewish, it's not good enough? So that's what the Tzoftan Spaneach gives a different suggestion.
Can't you even say that even if you like there's still a difference between how strong the Roiv is, even if there is, let's say the person one is much closer to the Tzias? You could say one is closer to like a 52-48, and then we say that Rebbe says it all the time, that's Rebbe Chazaka.
Yeah, okay. Could also be, mean the rive of the women in the city who have childbearing age, who are Jewish, was Shvacher rive. It wasn't 99.99. Yeah, 70, okay. Could be that's the Teretz. That's missing in the Ram. Ram should have said, okay. So, Belinetta, tomorrow, we'll start from this. What was the Tzoftan Spaneach's Teretz in the Ram? Okay, coming attractions.
Tomorrow.
Pizza. Okay. Yeah, good idea. Maybe before Mincha.
I mean, look at you. I didn't understand this. Maybe if you did that.